From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The death of a young man and his unlicensed skydiving instructor in Lodi last year has led to changes in the rules for California skydiving centers. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffett reports as part of our series on new California laws taking effect in 2018.
The new law mirrors federal law. Skydiving centers must make sure instructors are certified. Last July, Tyler Turner and his instructor, Yong Kwan, fell to their deaths during a tandem jump when their chutes didn't open. Ed Scott is the executive director for the U.S. Parachute Association. He says Kwan had taken an unaccredited class in jumping.
The tandem instructor had not been certified either by us, by the U.S. Parachute Association, or by any manufacturer of tandem skydiving equipment.
The USPA discovered another 140 people who believed they were properly certified but were not, and had them take the proper training. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffett.
Well, another new California law will put an end to shaming students for unpaid school lunch fees. Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne has that story.
Michelle Stilwell Parvensky knows firsthand about school lunch shaming. When she was a kid in third grade, she was denied meals for several days because the cafeteria record showed her mom hadn't paid the lunch fee.
I was probably hungry those days, but what I remember the most vividly was being very embarrassed, thinking that I had done something wrong but not knowing what it was.
It turned out to be a misunderstanding. Today, Stilwell Parvensky works for the Children's Defense Fund California. She helped push for the new law, which states that no school official may delay or deny food to punish students for any reason.
And requires schools to publish their policies for notifying and collecting that debt from the parents.
For families that can't afford the meal fees, the law directs schools to find a way to certify students for free or reduced price meals. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
You'll find these stories, plus a link to more California laws taking effect in the new year at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.